Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Souk, by the way. Podcast brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ah, cute.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Gentlemen, we all know this is illegal and against club practice. I'd like to ask at this time if you gentlemen all agree to waive all sanction against said referee or anything that might get me fired.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Redtail Golf Center's Summer Celebration Sale. Friday, August 5th through Sunday, August 7th. Save up to 50% off everything golf. Visit golfredtail.com.
It's PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, pleased to have you along. It's your sports bros, Sududes. Talking some sports, doing some stuff.
Don't mind me.
Oh, God. Festus Ezeli will be on tomorrow's broadcast. Don't know when. Might not even show up.
Maybe Troy Aikman as well.
But the idea has been discussed.
Tune in tomorrow and find out whether either one happens. Tell you what, why don't the listeners pick a time and then we'll both be surprised when it doesn't happen. How about that?
Man, you are just so negative. It's too bad, really.
I think we'll get Festus on.
Hey, Tom Peterson died.
Yes. That's sad. I didn't see this till today.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it happened yesterday, right?
Yeah, it did. And a few people were texting and about it yesterday. And wanting us to discuss. You know, people often give us their thoughts on what we should talk about.
And then get very angry when we discuss what they deem inappropriate.
Or they are listening for 5 to 7 minutes, yeah. And right at that time, we should be talking about what they want to hear.
And then we respond with, you know, we talked about that for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, not right now.
You missed it.
Sorry. So I did not see this news until today.
Yeah, he is dead,
yeah.
At the age of 86. And,
free is a very good price.
Yeah, that was his big thing. Now, see, I don't know him very well. I do remember...
You weren't from around the area.
Well, right. But I've been around here long enough to remember his bit.
Yeah.
And Gloria, too.
His mom. His mom would be on there. I had a clock and a t-shirt with Tom Peterson's face on it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But I am a little naive to the whole Tom Peterson story. I mean, people are talking about him with such reverence. Was it just the ads for his stores?
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's all it was.
That's all it was. I mean, he had good prices. I think we bought a stove and a couch from Tom Peterson once, which is where I got the free clock and the t-shirt. And that was his catchphrase.
So he was just a business guy.
He was just a business guy.
Who had some stores.
Yes.
And he was like a lot of, yeah, I mean, we deal in advertising. A lot of times the owner of the store, whoever wants to be the pitch man in the ad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like that, and because of that, he just became uber famous.
Well, and it was a different time where even you watched more local television. You didn't have any other way to really kind of digest, you know, your media, and so you saw a lot of Tom Peterson, and you know, you knew him, you'd like see him out and about, or if you maybe you stopped into one of the stores, you may have gotten to see him. Just like Ramblin' Rod was another one that you want. Do you remember Ramp?
No, I only know of him through, you know, people like yourself.
Yeah, he hosted a kiddie show.
Yeah.
But if you grew up in the Northwest, then you knew Ramblin' Rod and you knew someone or yourself went on his show and gave him a creepy button. And if you're from the area.
Now he died too, right?
He died too. But if you're from the area, my guess is that you bought something from one of Tom Peterson's stores at some point.
And he had mattresses and he had.
Yeah, it was a furniture and appliance store.
Okay.
They said, I'm fairly certain we bought a couch and a stove from Tom Peterson. And we had a little...
Did he shove it into your car for you?
No, we did not.
Schleifer did that for me.
Did he?
What do you got, Tom?
Well, Tom had an alarm clock. We had a little analog clock, and it had Tom Peterson's face on it. And then you would get t-shirts that I think the slogan was, free is a very good price. And it just had Tom Peterson, and he always had that kind of that straight-laced 1950s kind of buzz cut going on, and then he started bringing on his mom, and they would sell you things.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So rest in peace, Tom Peterson. I don't remember when Tom Peterson when this stuff went out of business, but I mean, it's been years and years and years since I ever recall hearing or seeing anything about Tom Peterson.
Right. But he's been around. I mean, I remember reading that he had Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah.
He lived out in Happy Valley. I know that, too. And that's about it. That's all I know about him. But he was an icon. There's no question.
He was. Well, Vern Funk was that same way.
Funk. You
know? Yeah.
The Funkster. Yeah.
And he's
he also dead.
He also dead, but he hawked insurance.
Wait, is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead. He died.
Sure?
Yeah, he died a long time ago.
Right. Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I guess I would need to go back to where I'm from to remember some of the folks that were local.
Yeah.
Sort of pitchmen like that. I'm sure they're out there, but I don't remember as many as you guys have here. Like, yeah, you have a ton of those guys.
Well, and there's just always we talked about it. There was the guy like on the cable access that had the nudity show. Remember that? We talked to him, and everyone's like, "Oh, I remember that guy." It's just, you only had like 8 channels to choose from, and you would run into these, you'd run into the little kind of minor celebrities.
Jim Spag.
Yeah,
oh,
Jim
that's
Spag.
The guy. Yeah,
he was the guy that ran like the cable access show that would just, right. He would go on there and be nude. And everyone would like, you know, when you were little, you're like, what? There's nudity on TV? It was like mind blowing that Jim could go on there and be naked and that you would tune in for it because it was, wow. It was something different than what you'd see normally on TV. It was like dangerous.
Another notable death. We have to tell you about the death of Miss Cleo.
Really? Miss Cleo died? The psychic?
That well, Miss Cleo? She wasn't really a psychic, but yes.
Bite your
she
tongue.
She played one.
Really?
She wasn't a psychic.
You don't know that.
Did
you ever call Miss Cleo?
No. Did you?
Then can you say for certain?
I bet you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, because they got sued.
Did they lose?
Yes. You know that whole story?
I don't know that whole story.
So Miss Cleo has passed away at a very young age. She was only, I believe she was 53.
Oh, and people are saying that Gloria was Tom Peterson's wife.
What'd you say? Was his mommy?
I thought it was his mom.
Is that because she looked like an old?
Yeah. Glory was kind of old.
I found some audio of a Tom Peterson commercial that I think Dirt and Sprague played earlier today.
All right.
I kind of feel bad that like some people are saying he had a Barbara Bush thing going on. He was into the older ladies. I always thought that was his mom. Aren't
we all.
Well, I apologize. Rest in peace, Tom Peterson. And I don't know if your wife's still around, but I'm sorry. I thought your wife was your mom.
Are you ready?
Born ready.
Wake up. Hey, wake up.
It's our summer parking lot sale.
Where free is a very good price.
Free mini brunch.
Free Tom Peterson haircut.
Free gift with every purchase.
That's our famous 7-piece living room group for only $4.98, plus a free 6x9 area rug.
Join us this weekend.
Have a chip.
Take a sip.
Sit right down and have a clip. Now that's Tom Peterson.
And Gloria Sue.
That's Tom Peterson. Cool. And yes, if you bought a couch, you could get a free Tom Peterson haircut. That was a standard promotion.
Was the haircut to look like Tom Peterson,
yes.
Or did he give you the haircut?
No, no, no.
Okay.
You had to get your haircut like Tom Peterson.
Aha.
You had to get the high and tight. You had to get the Johnny Unitas. It's a good look.
Now, I think we've talked about this before. Actually, I know we have. Vern Funk.
Yeah.
The guy that was a pitchman too. That was not Vern.
That was
Funk.
Not Vern.
Yeah, it was an actor.
Yeah, and he passed away.
Yeah, he died. The actor died.
Yes.
And Vern is just like super dead. Is he or no?
Yes.
Is he still around?
No.
He was a Northwest guy.
They're dead.
He was Seattle. Yeah, Miss Cleo. So the story behind Miss Cleo was, Corvette Mama. That's what she called herself. She
really?
Had a lot of aliases. Yes.
I remember Miss Cleo.
Yeah, she was an actress, a lesbian, by the way.
Oh.
Did not know that until I read about her today. She was in Seattle, and she had some plays, and she was doing some shows and putting them together and hiring people to come help her put on plays, and she just didn't make any money. She failed. And a lot of people noted that they never got money from her. Well, she ended up getting hired by the Psychic Reading Network as the... a psychic on TV.
You would call the psychic. Wasn't it the psychic hotline?
Yeah, it was called the psychic hotline. And they were owned by Psychic Reading Network. She was an actress. She was not a psychic.
Oh.
And they got sued. This is America right here. So they claimed she was from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Right? She was not.
She had the whole accent. She put the tarot cards in front of you.
She's from Los Angeles. And so over the years... they had so many complaints and so many lawsuits from so many different states. They settled all of them for millions of dollars. They paid out millions of dollars. You know how much money they made?
I bet you something just
over a billion.
Shut the front door.
So the Psychic Reading Network made over $1 billion by basically lying to everyone and saying, you have to call now to get your psychic reading.
What the hell are we doing this radio thing for?
And then when they were called out on it, they were like, oh yeah, you're right. Sorry. Here's a couple bucks. And they go home with $750 million.
Did Miss Cleo get a cut of that?
She was sued too. I don't know. I don't know if she was worth, I don't know how much she was worth.
That's the greatest thing ever. That seriously is the greatest business model of all time.
Yeah.
$1 billion to tell people whatever the hell they want to hear.
Yeah. So, Miss Cleo, dead at the age of 53. Her name?
It was Uri Del Harris.
Yeah. Uri Del Harris.
And she was from LA. She was 53 and died of cancer. Didn't say what kind, but.
And she'd call herself a psychic, but she wasn't.
If people want to call us, we'll dispense advice for you as well. If you can call us whatever the hell you want. For $3.95 a minute, we'll tell you whatever the hell you want to hear. Call now, 250-1080. Mike Lynch will talk to you. He's lonely.
Okay, local sports news next on The Fan.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Red Tail Golf Center's Summer Celebration Sale.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hello? Hello?
Is this thing on? Sioux Falls, go!
I love doing that. I don't know why. Do you like that, Mike? Is that great for you?
It's great. It's awesome.
Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there? Larry King.
I miss Larry King.
I do too.
What is that guy doing?
I mean, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's hanging out in LA, man. He's just being Larry.
But he shows up on TV shows randomly.
Yeah, he's around. Yeah. Colin has him on.
Does he?
Yeah.
Larry King yelled at me in the line of a Salt Lake City movie theater once.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, he was kind of a real ass. Someone tried to just come up and like get a picture with him or to just say hi, and he kind of snapped at the guy.
Boy, he doesn't really look like he should be alive, does he?
No. Those shoulders, though. I'd like to see him and Phil Jackson just in a pair of wife beaters.
I will say...
like, I want that photograph.
I haven't...
Now you can't think of anything but that. And you know there's probably some baggage up top hanging down, and then you get those weird shoulders and that wife beater, like that rib tank top. You're telling me you wouldn't like to check out what's going on there? Yeah, you would.
I haven't thought about him since he left.
No?
No, I haven't. But now that you mention that, I too miss him, and I don't think TV at that time is as good without him.
No.
Nobody has replaced him, you know?
No, and like, he
was one of a kind.
And he got to the end, and it was so adorable, because he really didn't know what he was talking about. Like, I remember when he had Jerry Seinfeld on.
He was just a good interviewer.
He just was a good interview, but he had Seinfeld on, and he talked about, like, the show being canceled, and Jerry was like, what? We didn't get canceled? It's like the number one show of all time. And Larry was just confused and baffled by the whole thing. Like, he slipped at the end, and he didn't matter, because it was Larry King. It's adorable.
That's probably a...
And he's just a horn dog of galactic proportions.
Yeah, he's had like 10 wives or something.
Well, and go through like I read...
Seven.
Is he at his...
I think seven. No, maybe nine. Is it... How many wives? Let's talk about Larry King's wives.
His current wife was the sister of a quarterback on my football team.
Sister quarterback. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, the Utah connection. So we had a backup quarterback whose older sister married Larry King when she was young and hot. And Larry King was creepy and old. And that was good times because that was just fun to kind of poke fun at.
Are you insinuating she is no longer young and hot?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this was, like 2000, so she's 16 years older. I don't know. She probably still looks great compared to Larry King. Oh.
One, two. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is his eighth wife.
And how old is she? compared to Larry King?
I don't know.
How much of his own money does he still have?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
that's why he had to go so long.
Might have prenups. Who knows?
Well, at this point, you better have prenups.
She's 56.
And he is what?
He's
82.
107.
He's only 82?
That's what it says.
Really?
Yeah, born...
Huh.
Right. Yeah. 30-year
difference. That's not bad.
I thought he was older.
Yeah, I kind of thought it's not that bad. 56 and 82. No,
That's okay.
You're within striking distance.
I mean, she's not 28.
To some people, they're both old.
Yeah, that's probably a valid point.
Let's
to
put
some
it that way.
To some people, they're still old. I read a little passage from Katie Couric's her book,
mm-hmm.
and about the time that Larry King took her out and wouldn't take no for an answer. Larry King is a horn dog.
Yeah, I remember she told that story. It's really good.
Yeah, she told the story, and so then like they send out little like press like excerpts of the book, and that's immediately when I went for it. When Larry King put the hardcore press on a young Katie Couric trying to get himself some news anchor. I guess Larry was Larry was a player back in the day.
That's great for Larry. At least he's not Bill Cosby.
Ooh, yowzers.
Well, it's true.
Yeah,
I mean. A lot of guys like that just take what they want.
Take what they want.
Even if they can't have it.
Larry just, Larry pursued hard. That's.
Well, don't we all? Andy has four kids. Did you know there's a Larry King Jr.?
I did not know there was a Larry King Jr.
Never seen him, never heard of him. And I find that, and somehow I hold that against him.
Oh, I'm looking right here at the little kids.
Does he have the same misshaped head compared to his body?
Well, they're little in the photo that I'm looking at.
No, he's like. This guy's 40.
Oh, well, he's got some other kids because he's with the new wife and they've got a couple of, looks like maybe preteens,
those are
teenagers.
Hers. Those are
her kids. Those are previous relationship.
Yeah, man.
She still looks good. 56.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Hot Larry King talk.
I have local sporting news. I do.
I'm ready.
Blazers signed Maurice Harkless.
Yeah.
4 years, $40 million. We talked about that.
Everyone gets $10 million a year. Everybody. A
couple of other notes. One, UFC is coming to Portland.
It's coming back to Portland. Although it's not going to be a pay-per-view job.
It's going to be on cable, isn't it?
Yeah. It's.
Is Fox Sports 1 going to air it?
Yeah. It's not like one of the big...
one of the big ones?
No. Well, remember...
Was it last time?
Yeah, and it failed miserably.
Why?
They overpriced the tickets. It was empty. No one went. It was pretty bad. Like, I don't know if you remember that at all.
I do remember
but Dana White came out and said that they just misjudged the market and they set the tickets too high. Like, a decent ticket. Like, we got press tickets and then ended up going... It was maybe half full, and they encouraged people when the pay-per-view section of it started, because the first couple fights are free, and then they go to the pay-per-view one. They were encouraging people to come down from the upper decks up high so that it wouldn't look bad on TV. It just didn't go so well. Randy Couture, I don't remember who he fought, but he was the headliner. And it just wasn't it wasn't a real success here in Portland.
But I thought Dana White said they do that everywhere and it works.
Yeah, and he said that they just misjudged the Portland market. Because I think the seats we were sitting in, like the press seats, we were asking around, like they were charging, I want to say it was $400 or $500 a ticket for those seats and no one bought them. So all the cheap seats... The stuff that was like 50, 60, 70 bucks, completely sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But all the premium stuff that they were charging hundreds for down below, no one went. And so that's when Dana White came out afterward and said that they will come back to Portland. And he kind of apologized and said they just read the market. And that was his statement on it. He goes, we've done these in New York. We've done these in Jersey. We've done these in LA. We've done them in Vegas, blah, blah, blah. And this works. And he goes, we misread the market.
Portland does not have a zest for UFC at
not,
that price.
Not high end, no.
So now they're going to bring a lesser event here.
Yes.
Expect it to sell out?
Well, my guess is that it'll be, the tickets are going to be priced.
Well, I'm sure they'll be cheaper, but it's a cheaper event. It's a lesser card.
It's a lesser card.
We don't know the card yet, but.
No, from my understanding though, that is going to be one that is broadcast on just, like you said, Fox Sports 1, so it will not be one of the big pay-per-views. So like a Conor McGregor or, like a Jon Jones, Brock Lesnar, Ronda Rousey, they will not be fighting in this
Well,
thing.
Then I think it will be fascinating to see how they do.
Yeah. I mean, the UFC has grown by leaps and bounds, and this was years ago that they did this. And I'll be interested to see the reception they get at a lower price, but also
a crappier event.
A crappier event, lesser known fighters.
Hmm. Well, they say it's going to be at the Moda Center October 1st. Yeah, October 1st. And we don't know who's going to be on the card
no,
yet.
No idea of the card.
Hey, coming up next, more local news. I mean, it is local today.
Sports.
The Fan had an announcement today. You probably don't know what that is, do you? Do you check your email?
Am I out of work?
No.
You
would know.
You didn't check your email, did you?
No, I saw my email.
You know what I'm talking about?
As far as you know.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. Man, it is amazing the level of... What's the word for it, Mike?
Apathy?
No, that's me. I'm apathetic. Souk is...
Yeah, Rob doesn't care.
What is the word for you?
Awesome, spectacular.
All those apply, yes.
Dashing.
But more importantly...
Oddly shaped.
I got to go to the Google. Oddly shaped? There's a word for you, and I'll have it for you next. But I have more local news. Big fan announcement pertaining to some things and some goth. So stick around. Here's Mike.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Redtail Golf Center's Summer Celebration Sale.
Now, from the Toyota of Portland on Broadway Sports Desk, a Sports Center update on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, the word is oblivious. He is oblivious. Now, I'm apathetic, but I still try to pay attention. He's oblivious. I'm sorry. That's all I needed. Thank you, Mike.
Chip Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Redtail Golf Center's Summer Celebration Sale.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Okay, all right. Let's all calm down here. Yeah, the word for you is oblivious.
Yeah.
You pay attention to nothing.
No.
Particularly as it pertains to work matters.
That's what you're here for.
Yeah,
You have the title. It's not Primetime with Souk and Isaac. It's Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
How many times has he said that in his life?
A lot.
Is it not true?
He says it when it's convenient.
Is it not true? I say it when it's inconvenient as well. I give you full credit for being star of the program.
No, you don't. When you negotiate your next contract, you're going to tell the boss, you know full well who the damn star of the show is.
Isaac Ropp.
And it's me.
Top billing.
Me being you.
Therefore, I let you handle these sorts of things.
I am more of a task-oriented individual, whereas you are more of a...
whatever.
Amorphous blob-oriented individual.
There you go. Oddly shaped.
Right. Yeah. But, like, for example...
I prefer the term free-flowing, if you will.
We're playing golf on Sunday.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
And I fully anticipate telling you 8 times what time we're playing.
Oh, yeah. And then be prepared about 11 o'clock on Saturday night. And then probably Sunday morning again, getting a text message from me. Hey, it's like 9 o'clock, Langdon, right? Yeah. It's like to check in every
so
now
this
and then.
Was in your email?
It was. Now, in defense of me, and there's not much of one to be had. I don't look at my email very often, but I did look today. I do scan it once a day. It was buried at the bottom and seemed to be kind of anonymous, to be fair.
I mean, it was from our promotions goddess Alicia.
Yes, it was. And I saw a 910 ESPN. And once I saw 910 ESPN, I tuned out and I never opened the email. And 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't have missed anything. This time I did. But luckily, Isaac is here to tell me that I missed something. And now I've gone back and read the email and I'm completely up to date.
You're lucky to have me. I'm just going to tell you that right
now. Yes, I am.
And I'm going to tell the listeners what I'm going to tell Souk. We'll tell you all at the same time that it's very exciting to announce that the Washington State Cougars will play on 910 and 1080 this season in college football.
So now we're home of the Seattle Seahawks.
Hopefully we don't have to play their basketball games. But if we do, I'm sure that's great.
And the Washington State Cougars.
And the Portland Pilots.
Pilots, too.
Yes. Swag. Is Swag still the voice of the Pilots?
I don't know.
I think probably.
If he isn't, he should be.
Yeah, I agreed.
I mean, he wears the purple shirt enough.
Well, it's free. And no man loves free stuff more than Jason Swigard.
Well, don't we have somebody else? So, Seahawks, Cougs.
We have the Pilots. I mean, we have professional sports.
Mariners.
Yeah,
we're the Mariners. Mariners over there.
We've had the Mariners forever.
Yeah, so we're slowly building an empire here.
Yes, clearly. We're building a monopoly.
30 years in. Although, you know, I don't know. Do you think it would be great if we had the Blazers? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
you know how many shows you would get off early?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and
then
say.
Then you'd have to deal with them.
Let's go ahead and say yes. Let's do that. Well, I will say that when you have a property, you do have to, you got to take into consideration some things. When we were trying to get the Beavers, that was home of the infamous, I called Reeser Stadium, the big burrito. Mm-hmm. And I did have to, and no joke, I had to sit in on a meeting with representatives from Reeser's Fine Foods for them to inform me about how they're so much more than just frozen burritos, because they were not happy with, at the time, the only show, you and me, referring to it as me, the big burrito.
Yeah, they didn't like that. And I think to this day, they still don't like that.
No, no.
They've held that against you.
I kind of... It was a folksy sort of way to refer to the stadium, and I...
But people do say it that way.
Yes, it's the big burrito. But they informed me that they had fine potato salads and fresh foods, and I sat in a meeting and listened to...
Were we the home of the Beavers?
No, we were trying to be the home of the Beavers.
Oh, that's right. We were pitching them, so it was sensitive.
We were pitching them, and I got sat down and was told that they weren't particularly happy about that, and then just...
And ultimately, they did not choose us.
No, and it slipped. Like, one day, we were talking about it, and it just slipped, and I mentioned the big burrito, and next thing I know, I'm being called into the damn meeting.
I think it was the old lady that heard it.
Yes, and I got called in. The high ups. And I got called in, and that happened.
I don't mean the old... I mean the old Reeser lady.
Yes, like the head
of... She heard it.
She heard it, and I guess it's a...
She's a P1.
She's a big wig, and she was not happy about
it. Well, anyway, the Cougs will play here. And what that means, they'll probably be on 910, sometimes on 1080, and maybe we can get a Leech weekly. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Or one of the shows can maybe get a Leech.
I would like to talk to the Pirate, because ultimately, much like John is trying to foster some sort of a relationship with Ken Griffey Jr., I would like to foster a relationship with Mike Leech. I feel like me and Mike Leech should be hanging out on a regular basis during the summer.
Really, you just want invites to Key West.
I feel
but
like
he already invited you to Key West.
I know, but I need to solidify this relationship.
See, this is classic you. You have had it was a year.
Yeah.
It was a year ago this month where he asked you, "Hey, if you're ever down in Key West, look me up." You have done nothing.
I don't know how to do that. So now if we had him on a weekly,
we have his number.
Then I could remind him and try to actually solidify those plans.
You have no plan. You don't have his phone number.
Just text him and say, hey.
I don't have his phone number.
Well, we have it.
Yeah, we have it.
The station has it. I mean, you can get numbers,
Jason. Can I text Mike Leech's cell phone? Hey, you invited me to come down once. I would like to hang out with the Pirate in Key West.
I just don't think you do. I think that is all talk.
Mm.
And if you did, you would have made that happen.
Wow.
What if
being called to task.
Experiment. What if I send you Mike Leech's number?
Mm-hmm. I'll text him for you.
Will you do it? Will you ask to go to Key West with Mike Leech?
Right now, no. If we talk to Mike Leech a couple times this year, yes.
What you need to do is find out when he's down there.
Exactly. That's my point.
And then show up.
Like, I can't ask now at the start of the football
season.
It's
too late.
No, that ship has sailed, but... If we had him on as a weekly guest, yes, I would start to lay the groundwork to go to Key West and hang out with Mike.
I feel like he's willing to hang out with pretty much anybody.
That's
no offense.
That's right up my alley.
Okay,
hey, Mike, you hanging out? I'll hang out.
So there's that. And the other thing, the UFC deal. Somebody pointed out, because UFC's coming back to Portland, somebody pointed out that the last time they were here, the Ducks and the Beavers played... That Saturday at home.
That may have.
And I seem to remember that too.
Yeah, I went to the UFC event. I don't remember, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It was not a great crowd. Someone said they announced 16,000. There were not 16,000 people in that arena.
But this year, the October 1, no home games, Ducks or Beavers. So surely they took that into consideration.
I'll be interested to see how well this does. We are not a... We aren't a great ticket market. We just don't. I've talked to enough concert promoters. It's just not a hotbed for selling tickets. We don't do as well as other parts of the country, and I don't know exactly why that is. And I'll be interested to see what a lesser priced but a lesser UFC event will do, because the sport's grown. Well, you said 2009 since it was last year.
Is that when it was?
I think that's what someone said. Is like 08, 09. It's been years.
It doesn't feel like it was that long.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So I mean, the sport's grown by leaps and bounds, and you know, if they give us more media tickets, I won't buy them. But if they gave me another pair of media tickets, I'd show up, see what's happening down there. The people watching was outstanding.
Get your Affliction shirt on.
Oh, there were some Affliction shirts.
People wear those anymore? Or is it?
I don't know if it's moved like to Tap Out, or I think you have to have spangly jeans. And whether it's an Affliction t-shirt or not, Uri's t-shirt right now is not nearly tight enough to pull off going to a UFC event.
Right. Well, there's a reason for that.
We're going to need to scale that down at least a size and a half to get you in there.
Do I need to mangle my ears before I go?
Cauliflower ear would help. Having to dip in and then just being really angry and aggressive at everyone around you also seems to help a lot.
Are there fights in the stands and stuff?
I'm not going to say fights, but there's a lot of...
There's a lot of testosterone.
There's a lot of testosterone and a lot of broing off happening there. A lot of sizing each other up, looking like, man, I hope I don't have to fight. Please give me a reason to fight. A lot of that going on.
Any dudes suzz out?
No. Not
there?
Not nearly enough dudes. No, definitely a lot of more of, hey, watch where you're going, bro.
You look at me funny.
Yeah.
That and country music concerts.
Yes. Country music concerts are, it's... What is that?
I think it's unhappiness.
What is it with really tight button-ups and jeans that make you want to look for a reason to fight someone? Just tone it down a notch, buddy, for heaven's sakes. You're at a goddarn Kenny Chesney show. It's not exactly real butch. Like, just bring it down a notch a little bit. We're singing about margaritas and dancing, and you're looking to fight someone in the men's room. Just settle.
The one other local sporting news note is that the Winco Foods Portland Open announced today that it's coming back for next year.
Oh.
So they're playing in August out at Witch Hollow at Pumpkin Ridge for the third year this year, and then they're saying that they've already signed a deal for next year. So that'll be back. Web.com. And that's golf, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know. But
the Tiddlywinks is coming to
Tiddlywinks title.
To Witch Hollow.
Match. Yeah. Well, there was a guy in the story I was reading on Oregon Live who did say, and he plays on the web.com tour. And he's been a pro for a long time. He said that it's harder to make a cut on the web.com tour than in Europe.
Really?
Yeah. He said it's harder to win in Europe.
Yeah.
But it's deeper
over here
at the web.com tour. Huh. It's a legit event.
There's good golf being played.
Great golf being played. And they'll be back again for 2017. All right. Coming up next. I've got a fork in the road. I've got a couple things here. We can sling mud at Dwayne Wade. We can talk about Carmelo Anthony saying it was about time for Michael Jordan to speak out.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony has become some sort of like Muhammad Ali spokesman now. He's a humanitarian.
Randy Gregory news. I mean, yeah. A lot of different ways we can go.
There is a lot of different ways we can go.
I'll let you pick, and we'll have that next, 4:45 on The Fan.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Red Tail Golf Center's Summer Celebration Sale.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, what do you want? Gregory, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony.
I'm going to go with Carmelo Anthony because I know you love him so.
That is our fork in the road.
He's your favorite NBA player of all time.
Okay, well, we've got to talk about Dwayne Wade at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that his ex-wife is writing a book.
Oh, his ex-wife's like literally insane.
Oh, she's insane.
Yeah.
Well, some of the stuff she's saying about Dwayne Wade is, wow.
No, and I'm not saying she's insane, like, you know, just ha-ha. Like, she's...
Should we take this seriously or no?
No, she's full-on crazy.
Oh.
You need to go back and, like, do a quick Google on Dwayne Wade's ex-wife.
So do you think she's lying about their relationship?
I think she's lying about the relationship. I mean, there may be elements of truth to it, but I've read enough about that kind of custody battle and... claiming that she was homeless, and she's a few fries short of a happy meal.
Well, our newfound activist, Carmelo Anthony.
Well, you got to have something to hold your hat on to at this point, because sure as hell ain't going to be good at basketball.
Well, he's good.
His teams are phenomenal.
But he's just, yeah. Well, we know what Carmelo Anthony is.
Exactly.
But he has found his way into the headlines recently because he's speaking out about gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Jordan said he was donating $1 million to...
two different outreach programs to try to kind of bridge the gap between the African-American community and police officers.
Yeah. And Anthony was just trying to compliment Jordan.
Yeah.
Because he called what Jordan did brilliant. But he also said it's about time that he stepped up. That's what Carmelo Anthony said about the greatest player to ever play the game, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Who has not been known to take a political stand. And I think that's probably where it's coming from. And you got to be careful because he's also your boss when it comes to your shoe brand. I mean, he's...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Melo's a Jordan brand guy.
About time... Okay, so here was his quote. He said, about time that he stepped up. At the end of the day, amongst us, he is our face. He's a very powerful African-American. So for him to step up in the midst of these times now, it was very big.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that he meant it like...
It kind of sounds like a backhanded compliment.
It does. I'm not sure that he meant it that way, but it sure as hell reads that way.
It does. But you know what? There may be something to that. You know, if you're sitting around and you're Carmelo Anthony and you're looking at a guy that is influential as Michael Jordan, who straddles both lines, I think he's the only minority majority NBA owner, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and has such, you know, sway still over so many different, you know, people, both in the kind of the inner city through the Jordan brand, obviously his game, and then, you know, kind of the rich white folk being a billionaire and being an owner and being such a successful businessman. I can see where if you were a political activist that it would be frustrating that a guy like Michael never really came out and took a stand on anything. And that was always a criticism that Jordan took. Remember the infamous quote, and I don't even know if this is true or not. But the quote that always gets attributed to Michael about why he never spoke out on anything was Republicans buy shoes too. And there was always the sense that Michael didn't want to ruffle feathers on either side. And for some people, that would be really troublesome that you don't lend your voice to what you feel is important causes. I've always found that to be a slippery slope because while I do think that, at least in my mind, when you're worth $1 billion and you kind of came up, I'm not going to say the hard way, but you know, you kind of are a self-made man. It'd be nice for you to give something back. It'd be nice for you to have a voice to people where you can make a difference. But who the hell am I to tell anyone how to live their life? Who am I to tell anyone what to do with their money or what causes they should or shouldn't believe in? So I just think that's a real slippery slope. And I don't like to go down those roads of telling people what they should be involved in.
Well,
because I don't want to be an activist for anything.
But it's not like Carmelo Anthony's been this.
No, it's
this way. I mean,
The biggest thing before this was snitches get stitches was his big campaign message.
Yeah, so easy saying it's about time. Maybe it's about time you stepped up and actually helped your team win something. Oh, and now that you're an activist, maybe you should shut up about, you know, waiting 12 years before you spoke up about something and used your voice.
He's the doucher that becomes a vegan and then like 3 weeks after becoming a vegan chastise you for eating cheese. You're like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm not able to be enlightened in the last 3 weeks like you are. A little bit of that coming from Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, somebody here text in and said, Melo is a LeBron wannabe in every respect. Basketball, business, activism, all of it. It does kind of feel that way.
A little bit.
And he's finally just now maybe going, looking around going,
maybe I should do something here.
I get it.
But, you know,
he's a goober.
I understand why people don't want to speak out, though. I mean,
well, if you're that famous and you're that high profile, you have a lot more to lose.
You do. But you also have a lot more to gain because your voice can reach so many people. But I mean, I know myself and I don't want to be hassled with a lot of crap. And I've said it a million times, a protest could break out in my backyard. You'd have a 50-50 chance that I would show up, even if it was something I believed in. I'm just not a big political activist. And so to lump someone in and to that group and say, you have to do this simply because you're famous or have a voice. This is a real, I don't know. I think it's a dangerous message to tell someone how to use their voice or how to use their fame. Especially when it's so big, like a Michael Jordan or an Ali or a LeBron or whatever.
All right. Coming up next hour, memorable athlete meltdowns. I don't know if I'll get to the revenue sharing bit. Maybe. When did the Warriors become the ultimate villain as well? That's coming up. The Hot 5 at 5, though, is next. We have another baseball trade, a significant injury, and will the Rose Bowl be moving from New Year's Day? We may have an answer. All coming up next in the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.